A bill circulating at the state capitol would institute a surcharge fine on people convicted of soliciting or patronizing prostitutes or keeping a place of prostitution. We're taking a closer look at the legislation that's being brought back this legislative session. It's the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Is prostitution an issue in your community? What kind of effect has it had? Do you wish that there were harsher penalties for people who keep the business of sex work running? Or do you think the blame and therefore the punishment should fall on all participants? Call in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Andre Jacques is a Republican state senator from De Pere, representing the 1st Senate District. State Senator Jacques, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Great to be back.
So you, along with Republican State Senator Van Wongar, Democratic Senator Lena Taylor, and Republican Representative Janelle Branchen, are resurfacing this bill that would impose this fine. Why did you want to bring it back?
Well, it's certainly, I think, a very important measure to attack the scourge of human trafficking from both the side of providing additional resources to law enforcement, as well as, very importantly, very needed resources for victims of human trafficking. And it's really a demand-side bill, looking at what other states, most notably Florida and Washington State, have done recently. And it's something that has had very broad bipartisan support. I was very pleased that it passed unanimously out of the Assembly Criminal Justice and Public Safety Committee last session, 4-1 in the Senate Judiciary and Public Safety Committee. So it is something that, to the extent that we have had public hearings, it has been something that we've been able to make the case for with my colleagues. It's something very important to address the problem that we've had here in Wisconsin. Milwaukee actually is kind of recognized as the sex trafficking capital of the Midwest. You know, not the Twin Cities or Chicago, but Milwaukee, in part because of our location in between the two along major interstates. But it's something that spreads from there to the Fox Valley and really to every portion of the state of Wisconsin. It's become very mobile and, of course, utilize the Internet to really explode.
Well, we'll go to Milwaukee in just a moment and explore it there. But when you say this is a demand-side bill, help us understand what you mean by that.
Sure, and I apologize. So basically, I was sitting down with one of the leaders of iHeartWorld, which is one of the charities that works directly with victims of human trafficking here in the Fox Valley area. And that was really how I got this bill. Was he was expressing the need to do something to really make people think before they kind of feed into the sex trafficking industry. Right now, the fines that are being imposed are not significant enough to keep people from not going back and you know, basically paying the fines quietly and continuing to reoffend. And this is something that is going to really make people think twice. I think we actually had one of the investigators from the Brown County Sheriff's Department that had spoken at a hearing about how, you know, it's like with drug dealers, once you start messing with their money, and this is something that, you know, you have to make it hurt a little bit on the financial side for people to, you know, really think about some of the consequences. And, of course, the human consequences are much greater in terms of the lives that are altered or just terribly changed. It is something that, sorry, go ahead.
Would $5,000 surcharge, would that be enough to make an impact? Would that make a difference?
Well, and that's what we've been hearing from Florida and from Washington State, both of which are recognized by the Polaris Project as kind of best practice states. Wisconsin isn't that far behind. We've been making just a number of advances, but I mean, one of the areas where we fall short is in resources for victims of human trafficking. That's something that this is going to help solve. And, you know, when we look at things like safe harbor laws to make sure that we are treating underage individuals involved in trafficking as victims, we need to make sure that we provide the resources to make sure that they are able to be rehabilitated, to be able to you know, move beyond the life and get out of that cycle, which is, you know, unfortunately otherwise kind of catch and release is what we've seen. And we really need to get those interventions earlier, just as we see that in a whole host of other areas, drunk driving or other areas in the criminal justice system.
We're talking about a bill that would impose a surcharge fine on anyone convicted of soliciting prostitutes. State Senator Andre Jacques of DePere stays with us to talk about this legislation. How would you like to see the state address the issue? Do you think the state has more pressing issues to address because the people who buy and sell sex are willing participants? Call in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Some lawmakers are, as you mentioned, reviving safe harbor legislation, which would prohibit minors from being prosecuted for prostitution. Would your bill work in concert with that legislation? And if so, is this a step toward more comprehensive human trafficking legislation?
Well, absolutely. So when you look at the safe harbor legislation, and really what really helps with that in Wisconsin, as we've seen in other states, is it requires the CHIPS case be entered in the case of a minor that's being trafficked so that there is that opportunity to be able to get the minor out of the control of their trafficker and to really take a look at the situation as opposed to, basically levying a punishment and then they disappear or continue to be trafficked. So what this bill does is it provides, at least according to the last DOJ estimates, upwards of a $500,000 a year towards services for human trafficking victims. And that's really going to be something that, of course, we have some issues just for child neglect funding as it is, caseloads and the like that I'm certainly going to be pressing my colleagues on as we go through the budget process. But these are just funds that we don't have right now to operationalize the services that need to be a component of safe harbor laws to make sure that we are providing those resources. And that's something that my colleague, Senator Darling, is taking the lead on the safe harbor legislation. I know that a number of my Democratic colleagues are on that bill as well. My hope would be that the Finance Committee will see fit to move this forward. Senator Darling is the Senate co-chair of the Finance Committee. I've talked with her about this. That's kind of where this bill got held up last time, I think because of concerns from some of the Finance Committee members. Even though it's a revenue upper for the state of Wisconsin, it adds to the state's bottom line, it also, I guess, creates expenditure authority for those funds. So
what is the holdup then in terms of the financial aspect? And how do you want to approach that this time?
Well, I think it's an education process, just as certainly that process has taken place with law enforcement to no longer see prostitutes as essentially criminals, but as victims, people that are being trafficked as victims. And as we've kind of created that transformative process that has, I think, taken hold now within the law enforcement community, which is very strongly behind my bill, which I'm pleased to see. But with some of my colleagues, there's maybe still a little bit of an outdated notion of who is responsible for prostitution and whether or not there should be significant penalties attached to those that are feeding an industry that is just poisonous to our culture and to our kids.
Roughly a decade ago, the people who were punished for prostitution were largely women. How have we seen that change, and why is that important?
Well, I think certainly when you talk to law enforcement, especially the law enforcement officers that I worked with in coming forward with this bill, they do see the women, and maybe men as well, but involved in prostitution as the victims rather than the perpetrators. And it's because if you look into how the people who are being trafficked are controlled by their pimps, it is, there's a lot of manipulation and coercion and force in many cases. Just the elaborate setup is unbelievable, but something that, I've worked a lot in domestic violence issues in the past, and certainly there are some of the same elements of manipulation and control there. but there are, you know, threats of force or using family members or drugs or a large number of other things to really maintain control over trafficked individuals. And it's something that psychologically is very difficult for them to break hold from. It's kind of like Stockholm syndrome to a certain extent.
Well, up to this point, we've been using terminology like prostitution and sex trafficking almost interchangeably. And some might say that prostitution is different from sex trafficking because it involves two willing participants. It is work in exchange for money, whereas sex trafficking involves coercion. How do you see it, and what do we know about the lives of sex workers?
Well, I mean, in Wisconsin, I mean, I guess you could say in Nevada, prostitution may be legal in some areas, but in Wisconsin, it's not. And, you know, really, there's a reason why I'm talking about prostitution and sex trafficking interchangeably, and that is because it really isn't between two willing participants. There is something else that is typically driving it on the part of the trafficked individual. Now, it certainly is a willing choice for the individual who is soliciting and then maybe engaging in sexual activity with somebody that they are paying to do so. But for the most part, what we have found is that the individuals who hold themselves out for prostitution are often being controlled in doing so.
We're talking about a bill that would impose a surcharge fine on anyone convicted of soliciting prostitutes. State Senator Andre Jacques of DePeer stays with us to talk about the legislation. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Is prostitution an issue in your community? Let's talk about it. We'll be back for more State Cap Report in a minute on the Ideas Network. A bill proposed by Republican State Senator Andre Jacques would require people convicted of soliciting or patronizing prostitutes to pay $5,000. The money would then be used to provide treatment and services for victims of sex trafficking. We're talking about the bill on the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and you have aligned to State Senator Jacques, who stays with us. Join in at 800-642-1234. Let's go to the phones now with Steve in Sun Prairie. Hi, Steve. Go ahead.
Hi. Yeah. You know, I'm just confused by this. Just make it legal. I don't understand. Government should not be involved in morality. I don't understand why we're talking about, on the liberal side, about legalizing weed to take the crime element out of it. Use the same argument on prostitution. It's a victimless crime if it's legal.
All right. So Steve there saying just legalize it. State Senator, go ahead.
Well, you know, laws are moral judgments. And obviously that goes from everything from the tax code to the criminal justice system. But there are very real impacts on society. And, of course, government is very involved in providing a safety net and treatment for individuals that are negatively impacted in society, and that's something that we see just tremendous negative impacts on individuals caused by sex trafficking, and this is, I think, very important bipartisan legislation to help turn that around.
Let's go to Rodney in Madison now. Hi, Rodney.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. What are your thoughts on this?
I got to agree with Steve. I think the bill addresses like the low level prostitution, but my thinking is that it's going to evolve into another form, and people are going to go into hiding, which makes it a lot more dangerous, and you're not going to be able to find those victims that you're seeking out.
So you think that if this type of bill goes into effect, that people will just take what they're doing more underground?
Yes.
And what about like dating sites and the internet? What are your thoughts there?
I think that's going to be the next evolution of prostitution, where they're going to use dating sites to find potential customers.
State Senator, your thoughts there.
Well, that's certainly we've already seen prostitution driven well underground to the dark corners of the internet. Of course, that was Backpage, and there are various other variations of it. I understand that the Libertarian Party of Wisconsin has an issue with my legislation, and certainly their members are welcome to their opinion. But I think that human trafficking, sex trafficking, prostitution, all very important to be addressed. And
for those who aren't close to this issue, how does prostitution and sex trafficking affect a community?
Well, I mean, certainly you look at drug trafficking is actually kind of tied in with sex trafficking. Many of the same individuals and being involved there. But it's something that you look at the trafficked individuals and the human cost, as well as just the impact that it has on destroyed families. There's a lot of collateral costs, and of course, human trafficking itself is considered a modern form of slavery in terms of the methods that are being used to control the individuals that are being trafficked. So it really is something where you're talking about a loss of freedom and liberty for those individuals that are not on the side that are paying for it. So it's something that it has a tremendous cost to society.
Well, let's hear about those costs. Let's bring in Corey joining us from Milwaukee. Hi, Corey.
Hi there. I'm just calling to respond to an earlier caller who wanted to say that if prostitution was made legal, that it would be a victimless crime in essence, and that why is government getting into the business of morals? And I work in Milwaukee. And I'm a social worker, and I work with the schools and with a lot of different people who are working on the issue of trafficking and especially exploitation of minors and adults. And in my work, we track kind of the ways that young people start to get involved with the trade, which is kind of what they call it. And young people might think that they are doing this on their own or it's a choice, but frequently, adults are not just getting into this business when they're 18 years old. Like, there's a lead up to it, and so I just want to express that is not a victimless crime. I'm not going to say I don't have statistics, but I have seen them. But a lot of folks that go into this as adults are not just new to it, and they have histories of trauma. And they go through a whole lot that makes them at risk for doing this work. And I just need to say $500,000 allocated for this is not enough. We are seeing this in our communities, and we need to really put more money towards servicing young people in evidence-based ways so that they can get out of this and they can start, healing. It's really pervasive.
Corey saying there that a $5,000 surcharge is not enough, Senator Jacques?
Well, I think what she was saying is that the amount that would be raised from it is not sufficient, and I would agree with that. I think that certainly is $500,000 plus that would go to victim services would be in addition to the current state allocation, but it is something that it's been difficult to get lawmakers to pass budgets on either side to really look at it as a priority. So it's a way of providing some additional resources. I'm not saying that it's going to get us to the appropriate level, but I certainly appreciate the comments. And certainly what we do find are that unaccompanied youth are immediately targeted by predators and usually within 48 hours are approached by some individual looking to basically exploit and abuse them. And I very much appreciate Corey's comments. It's something that, there's going to certainly remain to be done, even if we get this passed, absolutely.
Let's bring in Nadine in Cottage Grove on this. Hi, Nadine.
Hi. I definitely agree with the idea of, using the money towards trying to help the people who are victimized with human trafficking. However, I think we're forgetting that as society, women are kind of taught and embraced to use their bodies as currency, And there are women and men in the profession who choose to want to use that power of their body as currency, as a power for them, so they can actually make some money. There are some people who actually really do choose this profession and aren't people who are victimized. And I think as a society, we want to believe that that's not actually a thing. So I think the having the money put towards actual victims than, you know, towards adults who might actually be choosing this as their preferred lifestyle, I think it's something that we're refusing to look at, that people might actually choose this as their actual choice, their preferred method of employment.
Nadine, bringing up the greater societal look at this, State Senator Jacques, you know, you went at this last time. You're bringing this back. How are you working to get this bill through this time around?
Well, certainly, again, it had significant support. It just kind of ran out of time at the end of session. And certainly, last session, I was in the State Assembly. Senator Van Wongard was my Senate lead on the bill. I did have Senator Taylor's support, very strong support in bringing this bill forward last session as well. Of course, now being in the State Senate, I'm going to have a little bit more ability to hopefully make sure that it gets through the clutter of everything else out there and gets enacted into law. So it is something that, again, has very significant support on both sides of the aisle in both houses. And it's just going to be making my case to finance committee members and to legislative leadership, but just something that I believe strongly in. And, I think we'll be able to get it done.
Thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. Great to be on the program.
Andre Jacques is a Republican state senator from De Pere. He authored the prostitution surcharge bill we've been talking about in the state capitol report. Just ahead, what happens when ambulances with patients in critical condition are turned away from crowded emergency rooms? We hear about ambulance diversion and what to do about it. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're with us on The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.